Right, so it's lovely. So you were just telling me about the journey over to Windermere. Do you remember the actual the plane ride, what it was like?
The planes arrived to Prague, and they were not very big planes, naturally not like they have it now at all, just bomber planes, and we were all sitting on the floor, about 30 of us would sit in the floor, but I don't know how it happened, I was sitting nearer, because I suppose I was nearer the cockpit, so one of the pilots took me and another girl inside, because everybody should have a bit more room, and we were sitting on a bench inside in the cockpit. And I was sitting by the window, and every time I looked down, I was the first time ever been in a plane. Not in these planes, they were not going like the now the plane. They were going sometimes up and down, but they were not so smooth. But anyway, it was all right. But most of the children were being sick on the plane because of all this. And I was feeling all right, a bit nausea, but then of course one of the pilots inside gave us some chocolate, and we haven't seen chocolate for 6 years. We haven't known what it is even. It was English chocolate. And we took a piece, and after the piece I took, then I was feeling very nausea. But we didn't know one word of English. There is the pilot trying to come and say something to us, and he was telling us something. We didn't know what he was talking about. But then at a certain point, he was going boom, 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 and we realized that we're going to Germany, because he said Germany, but we didn't know the word Germany. We only know Deutschland or Niemcy, or in German, or in Polish. And this is, we arrived to Carlisle Airport, and there were coaches waiting for us.
How long did the journey take?
Oh, I don't know how long exactly, but must have taken, I don't know, from Prague, 2 hours, maybe more than two, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe more, I don't know the time, but mm-hmm. I know that when we arrived, it was dark in the evening, and the coaches were waiting, and volunteers, they were all, and they wrapped me in towels, and then they took me in the bathroom, and they washed, my hair started just to grow a little bit, and they washed me my head, and passed me and everything. Oh, we were so nicely treated. And after that, we went, each one got a nice room. There were the rooms which belonged to the RAF, the Nissan huts, which everybody had a room. We had everybody had a nice bed, even a little cupboard, and we didn't have any clothes to put in the cupboard. But anyway, and then of course, they took us also to the dining room. It was a lovely, lovely large dining room, but only for 150 people. So we had to have food in two sections. And that was really something when we arrived. They were cutting so much bread. Lorries of bread arrived. They were cutting everything by knife. With knife, they didn't have any machinery. And the boys couldn't wait till more bread arrived. They always were putting the bread in their pockets and everywhere, because they thought there would be no more bread. Yeah, it was very, very good. And when we got up in the morning and we saw where we are in Windermere, what a beautiful place. Really, we thought now we are really in paradise. Windermere is so beautiful. The surroundings and the hills and the lovely houses, they're all so beautifully, they look like they are all painted. Beautiful Windermere is, really. And then the lake, we got to know about it. We went down to the lake, went for walks. This was a time, the first time in our lives, after all this horror, after all what we went through, to come to such a place. We couldn't believe it, that such a place exists.
So what happened on your first day there? Do you remember the first day?
We got up in the morning, we looked at this area, so beautiful, and the people so friendly. Somebody greeted us by saying, "It's a lovely day today." And it was unbelievable, just wonderful. We were all we couldn't believe that this is happening to us, you know. It was something we couldn't even believe, that we were there, and you had to touch yourself that you are actually in such a beautiful place. Then we were going on the lake on boats. We went on boats on the lake, we went to other places. Then they took us to a place called Ambleside, like a group of girls they took us, somebody was in charge. And there a couple of girls came in, and they were buying things, and they were speaking so fast, we couldn't pick up one English word. We said, oh gosh, we'll never learn that language. It was really amazing. Oh, they were lovely. Everything was so beautiful there, really. And
how many girls were with you in the Lake District?
When we came, we were the whole group. But then they started dividing us. It's like that. Me and another girl were sent to the sanatorium, because we both had tuberculosis. Me, of course, I was still not all right. The other girl had also problems, also had the same thing.
What was her name?
Rella. That's the girl who I'm so friendly with, the one who told me at one time, come and stay with us, we are poor. And then they took us, first of all, in groups from Windermere to see about the dentist. And of course, some teeth had to be pulled, and that was one problem. And then, of course, we were sent, me and Rella and other boys, were sent to the sanatorium in Ashford, Kent.
So how long were you in the Lake District before you were sent to the sanatorium?
That was very soon. They soon sent us, we were about 3 months in Windermere, 3 months. And from then we were sent to the sanatorium. Yeah.
So just keeping in Windermere for the moment, did they give you lessons? Did you have English lessons? Or
in Windermere, not much lessons, no. The lessons we started getting were in the sanatorium, not in Windermere. In the sanatorium, there was a gentleman, or sometimes a lady. We had a lady who came. They came about twice a week. And they were teaching us from a book from reading. We learned, it was English history, I think, which we learned, but to learn English. Yeah.
Who was in charge of you in the Lake District?
Yeah, this is questions you might ask somebody else. I don't know very much. I know we had one lady, a gentleman called Israel, and that was his wife. She was a lovely person. She was... forget her name. Yeah.
A married couple.
Yeah. And there were others, but I don't remember. No.
So how did you spend your time there? What did you do during the day?
Well, mainly this was a very easy time for us. So mainly we were taken out to Ambleside to summer for a short time. Or we would go for walks, and we would go down to the lake. There's a lot of things to see, but that was the easiest time for us, because we just arrived from concentration camp. And of course I was ill still. I still wasn't all right. It's only when I came to the sanatorium, and in the sanatorium I had to I had breakfast in bed. They made always breakfast in bed. And then I would stay in bed, but they also made me get up at 10:30 till lunchtime. And then we had lunch, and after lunch, again rest. I would be resting most of the time, really, because it took a long time to get yourself right.
In Windermere, did you get taken to the cinema? Did you see any films that you remember?
I don't remember that we went to the cinema.
But no. What about sporting?
It's different. The girls that went to Manchester, it was a different story. But we were in a sanatorium.
Not in Windermere, though.
Pardon?
The sanatorium was after Windermere, yeah.
The sanatorium was after the
Windermere.
But when we were in Windermere, I don't think we went. No. I can't remember that we went to cinema. Or we didn't know English, even.
Or did you go swimming?
Yeah, some of them did do a lot of swimming. I don't know if I went swimming. Mainly we went for a walk, and we were in touch with people who went for walks.
Which other girls were with you? Which other girls?
Only Rela. Just Rela Hausman was her name. Now she's Rela Jakubovic. We were only two girls.
Just
the rest were all boys, like Aaron Zilberschatz, Monia Kreichkind, yeah, lots of the boys at the moment. Sammy Dresner, most of the boys, yes, that I've been with them. We had their sister Maria was looking after us, and there was another lady who took care of us. She was more of a volunteer. Erna was her name, I think. I forget no names, but that was it.
Who was Maria?
Maria was originally from Germany. I don't know, there was something Jewish with her, I don't know. I think she married a Jew. She wasn't Jewish. She was a volunteer, but she was a sister, so she looked after us in Windermere. In the sanatorium, actually, she was with us. Sanatorium.
The sanatorium.
Maria.
Yeah, yeah. So how did it feel? It was just two girls with all the boys.
Yeah. Oh, it was very embarrassing at times. They were giving us trouble, if you know as well. Especially they made trouble for me. I would go through a door, come from somewhere, and there was a bucket of water, now it is all wet. They had problems with the boys sometimes, because we didn't want to have anything to do with the boys. Why? First of all, we were all ill. We had the same illness. So you didn't really want to start a friendship. And anyway, if you did start something like kissing or so on, we were two girls, very reserved, and we were very frum girls. I was in those days very frum, and Rela was very frum. Well, now Rela is not at all frum, at all. And I keep Friday night and Yom Tov and have kosher in the place, so also not so.
Was there any like religious activity in Windermere? Was there any provision for religious?
No, but we had some people who knew about us, so they came to invite us, like for a Seder night to Stamford Hill. We were invited to some people. There were two girls, their name was Katz, I remember. They used to come and pick me and Rela up, and we used to go for Seder night to stay with them in their house in Stamford Hill.
So in Windermere, was there any kind of room for davening, or was there any kind of
little?
They didn't do anything like that?
No.
But was it Jewish people that were looking after you there? Or?
Yeah. Also Jewish people. Yeah. Erna was Jewish. Yes, there were some Jewish people. Yeah. I mean, the lady who was coming to teach us English was not Jewish. And the gentleman who used to come, if she wasn't coming, he came and came only about twice a week, one or the other. They were not Jewish.
So you say the boys, some of the boys caused a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
What kind of things did
the boys get up to? You know, just teasing you, things like that. But in the sanatorium, to live in the sanatorium, everyone had their own room. And when it was so cold, the windows were open day and night always. And it was so damp, and they were not heated, the bedrooms. And when I went to bed, I was shivering. The blankets, they used to have blankets, they were so damp. And when they brought it, they had from a China thing, like hot water bottle from China, an old-fashioned thing that was never hot. I think when they put it in, it got so quickly cool from the blankets. It was a very difficult time to be in the sanatorium. But they were feeding us, made sure that we get better, and we got better, you know.
Was the food different here to the food that you'd been used to at home?
Well, at home was gone a long time. We were in the meantime going through this German, we didn't know what food is. And here they were feeding us on normal food. Mm-hmm. It was adequate, yeah.
I'm just going to ask you a few more things. I just see about the Lake District. before we move on? Did they give you a medical examination there?
Yes.
So.
Well, they said, you know, they knew that I got tuberculosis.
Yeah. Was that early on when you first arrived, or was?
When I arrived.
So they knew from the beginning.
No.
No.
When they examined, when they took us to the doctors to be examined, they could see what's wrong with me.
Right. But they still let you stay there.
Well, we were sleeping was in separate room alone, but when it came to anything else, we were sitting together. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And did you begin to pick up English a little bit there?
A few words. Very, very few. Not a lot. Very few. Mm-hmm. Didn't learn a lot in the beginning.
Were you given clothing? Were you given clothes?
Yes. They took us they took us to Ashford, Kent. There was a little town, Ashford. And they went out. And of course, they were feeding us so much that we got very fed. When we were not the girls up from concentration camp. Now the girls from England were slim and we were very fat. And I remember when we went to buy, I wanted a suit. I felt like I had a suit. To have the suit, they had to go and buy me a corset so that I can get into the suit. Yeah.
But that was already in Ashford, wasn't it?
In Ashford.
Did you get any clothes in Windermere?
Windermere? That was from Windermere.
They took you to Ashford. Oh, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So this is the suit. You got a suit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a suit. My friend got us a coat, and I had a suit, striped, navy with a white stripe.
Did you get any other clothing?
I don't remember that we had a lot of clothes. We must have been wearing something, but we didn't have a lot of clothes, no. And then afterwards we left in Windermere. Well, as I say, it was a beautiful place, Windermere. What can you say about Windermere? It's very beautiful. The air and the whole place was beautiful. Then,
How did the locals take to you? Did you meet the locals?
Not really, because we couldn't speak English with them. We couldn't speak. We could say hello, that was all. Not much. But we were quite busy between ourselves, you see. I mean, the locals, maybe if we spoke English, but we couldn't speak English, no. And then afterwards, we left. Me and my friend, the others still remained, but me and my friend, when we left the sanatorium, Nashville, when we from the sanatorium.
Did people